The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. As we read about the lives of the saints, and the closer we draw to them on a personal level, the more we discover that as they advanced in holiness, the more they realized how much they needed a Savior. As they advanced, they didn't come to think they needed Jesus less, but they needed him all the more than they did beforehand. In a sense, you would say that they came to see more and more clearly their own unrighteousness. You know, like St. Teresa of Lisieux, whom I quoted a few days ago, she one time said, "I expect to discover new imperfections in myself every single day." Now you think like, oh my gosh, wouldn't she be ashamed to say that? I mean, that's embarrassing. Every day? But what was she saying? She said, every day of my life, our Lord Jesus Christ should be entering more deeply into my soul. And I ought to be sharing more and more in his salvation and redemption. Right, every day a deeper conversion, him transforming my heart and my soul and my psyche. And so I should realize every day, I need him more than I did yesterday. My brothers and sisters, there is a great deception and illusion, a facade, and every single one of us probably suffer to it to some degree, that we think that the more we advance, the less we should need our Lord. Now, we would never say that to ourselves, but deep down, we want to come to him when we kind of have everything together. Right? When we're perfected, when everything about us will be pleasing to him. And that's never going to happen, right? We go to him precisely because we don't have everything together. You know, you think of St. Paul, the one who said, "It is no longer I who live, but Jesus who lives in me." He's the same one who said, "I am the greatest sinner." And that wasn't some false form of piety. He really believed that. And precisely because he saw himself as the greatest sinner, he let our Lord in entirely. Or St. Teresa, she really believed that God couldn't find anybody weaker than she was. When Mother Teresa asked our Lord, "Why did you choose me?" He said, "Because you are the weakest." He said something similar to St. Faustina. Why don't we advance more quickly? I think one of the reasons is because we don't really want to see how much we need our Lord. We are terrified of our own poverty. We don't want to know, "Jesus, show me how broken I really am," because we don't want to admit that to ourselves, and we don't really want God to reveal that to us. But that's what every saint did. St. Augustine, the one who would say over and over, "Lord, let me know you and let me know me. Let me not be false with myself. And the more I realize my own littleness, the more I will let you in. But let me know you first so that I'm not afraid to see how broken I am." I close with these words from St. Therese. Instead of bearing your poverty as a handicap, an obstacle, accept it and welcome it as a grace.